This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Always one of my favorite guests sliding up to the microphone. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and certainly one of the world's leading experts in all things automotive. Paul Eisenstein, welcome back to the airways of Auto World. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey, good, Bob. Good to be with you on such a lovely day, at least here in Detroit it is.
Yeah, not too bad down here in Florida as well. Looks like we've been lucky with the winter so far. And speaking of lucky, in the last few days there have been lots of announcements we got to talk about. But the one I didn't expect to happen did happen, and that was the official announcement by Elon Musk at Tesla, that the least expensive model, the Model 3, is indeed headed for production. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you remind me, I've been out of touch for the last day or so. It took a little bit of a break, so I have to go and double-check his Twitter feed to see if there's been any update. But as things looked on Friday, that vehicle was supposedly just getting ready to roll down the assembly line. And let me stress, Bob, the ones that were rolling down the line were so-called saleable units, ones that actually could be delivered to what we know is a long list of people waiting to take delivery of that roughly $35,000 plus 200-mile range electric vehicle.
Very good. And there have been some other news rumbling around the industry to do with electric vehicles. I guess there's a little bit of debate within the Mini camp as to where their electric variant is going to be produced, Paul.
Yeah, well, Bob, there's been so many things happening in the last few days, just this last week, that it's going to take a little bit of our segment just to talk about it. Yeah, the one thing that is going on is that Mini is thinking very closely about where to build their new Mini Electric, in part because of the Brexit problem. They're worried about what that might mean. And, you know, there's been a lot of folks, a lot of industry, a lot of financial community folks who are rethinking whether to stay in Britain or move out. But it does seem strange. Wouldn't it be odd if Mini decided that it could no longer be built in Britain?
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. And, of course, one of the big stories has been an announcement from Volvo that was a little bit misconstrued, but certainly caused an awful lot of attention. If PR is what they were looking for, they got it.
Yeah, we'll call this an electrifying announcement, but not quite electric in itself. You know, there's a subtle difference. Many people use the word electric, and sometimes I do myself, for a whole range of vehicles, but this is probably where we need to be more clear. Volvo said that they are going to electrify every model, every vehicle that they build on any new model that comes out post-2019. And there's a few products coming, I believe the 40 series and so on. But they won't be pure battery electric, i.e. the Tesla Model 3. They'll range between hybrids, plug-in hybrids and full battery electric vehicles. That's still significant. What it means is not that there's going to be no gas engine, but that it means that every engine they have will have at least some form of electric propulsion, whether it's purely to boost fuel economy, to give it a better boost to performance, like their T8 twin-engine models that they have right now. The most powerful model is a plug-in hybrid, or to go full battery electric.
Lots of stuff happening. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. If you got a question, don't be a stranger at our regular number. It is 855-662-4261 via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Another story also to do with electric vehicles and gasoline vehicles and diesel vehicles is out of France, where France has made an announcement that they're going to ban gas and diesel vehicles, but at least they're putting it out there at a reasonable date, 2040. So it's still not going to be easy.
Well, it's pretty interesting, Bob. There are now approaching a half dozen different countries that either have specifically said that they plan to ban anything but zero-emission vehicles, and that would be the pure battery electric vehicle or the fuel cell vehicle. The countries that includes are Norway, which, by the way, 24% of the vehicles sold in Norway right now are pure battery electric. This is the odd one. India is saying that it would like to go pure 100% electric vehicle by 2030, and they even want to get the existing gas vehicles off the road. Frankly, if I had to put my money down, I don't think they're going to make that timeline in any form.
No.
Netherlands, they're talking about this. France has now entered the game, and they are now considering a proposal that would look at banning all but zero-emission vehicles, electrics or fuel cell, pure electrics or fuel cell, by 2040. Add to the list Germany, which has been floating a similar proposal but has not locked it down, and, of course, China, which is already the world's largest battery electric market.
It's fascinating stuff. What is going to happen? I mean, they're going to have to some asterisks here for classic vehicles, because just as today there are folks that have Model Ts and muscle cars from the 60s, these cars aren't going to just evaporate into outer space, I hope. We're going to have to do something about the collector car market as well.
Well, you know, this has been an issue for some time. There was a proposal by the EPA just last year that generated a lot of concern because some thought that it might lead to the banning on public roads of certain older vehicles that could also work as race cars, if I remember correctly. The EPA pulled back from that last year, and I think most people were pretty happy with the compromise. Do I really see a time when the gasoline vehicle, including classics, vanishes from U.S. highways? That's a question mark, Bob. Maybe 2100, some point when things get so far out that we may reach a point where the old vehicles simply cannot be used on public roads, or there's very limited areas where they can. But here's the thing. You want to know why I think it's more likely than the switch to electric? There are two reasons, actually.
Yeah,
one, we may find it very difficult to find gasoline. If the market goes virtually all electric, if it happens, we may just see it become very difficult to find gasoline. And the other reason, this is gets even a little bit more in the edge, Bob. What happens is that many people are talking about if autonomous and fully driverless vehicles prove out what their proponents say, and that is that they will become much safer, we may ban anything but driverless vehicles from our U.S. roads.
Wow. That's a very bold statement. Straight ahead, more with Paul Eisenstein. If you've got a question or a comment, dial us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, joins us live from the Motor City. And, Paul, before we go any further, with all the stories going down, folks really need to subscribe to your newsletters. even more than in the past, because stuff is happening left and right. Tell everybody about all the wonderful offerings you have.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. As you've mentioned, people can go to the website, thedetroitbureau.com, for pretty much anything they want automotive. News, reviews, spy shots, features, and we keep up. We try to keep you as clued in as any insider would be. But we make it easy for you. So you can come to the site. We're free. And you can get a variety of different emails and newsletters. There's a newsletter that will come out every single time we post a story. Daily, weekly, monthly, if you prefer. Of course, we have RSS feeds and Twitter feeds. I'd love to see some of your listeners, your many listeners, come and sign up while we're on the air. I hope they will. And
absolutely.
Again, DetroitBureau.com.
And 100% free, The Price is Right, in 2017. You don't get that very often, to say the least. Got a couple of... No, that's right. A couple of folks via email want us to talk a little bit more about Tesla, because it was a very busy week for Tesla. There was the announcement about the Model 3, and there was also some crash test results that were mixed, to say the least, for Tesla. And also, there was a story to do with an Australian battery project. Tell us first about that battery project, and then we'll talk about the crash test.
I gotta tell you, this is one of the strangest weeks I have seen for Tesla. If any of your listeners have been keeping an eye on it, they may know that Tesla's stock has been on a skyrocket. It was actually worth more than General Motors. It peaked out, what, Bob, at $380? Was that it? I forgot the exact number, but something like $382 a share barely a month ago. But this last week, it has done what happens to anything that goes up. It comes down. It came down hard. It was actually in, anybody who knows the stock market knows the term, it actually entered bear market territory, falling, about one-sixth of the stock price, vanished by the end of the week. That's like $80 a share, $70, $80 a share, vanished. And there are a bunch of reasons. Some people have said that it was just a bit of smoke and mirrors that Tesla has been doing so well. And as you know, they've only earned money in two quarters during their entire time as a public company. Only twice.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and in those cases, using their own accounting method, not the accounting method that is generally considered to be shared by everybody else, you know, what they call GAAP accounting. Okay, so that's something that's worried people. Then they had a report that sales in California, the key market, started slipping during the first half. Why? Well, there are a couple reasons, including some quality issues. But Tesla's had a lot of quality issues that they were supposed to be getting rid of. So that's worried people. And, of course, coming up with more quality issues raises concerns about whether or not they're going to have issues with the new Tesla Model 3, the vehicle that's supposed to account for their huge growth over the next few years. They expect to sell 500,000 vehicles, believe it, 500,000 in 2018. That's six times what they sold in 2016. Well, if they have quality problems like they did with the launch of the Model X, that's an issue. And then we can wrap up the downside with the fact that they did not do very well in some tests run by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the IIHS. Add it all up, it was bad. Now, on the flip side, they did get the Model 3 into production. We'll get more, hopefully, in the coming days about how many they built and how well it went. And they got this huge order to build, I believe it's the world's largest battery backup system. We're not talking about for a house or company. We're talking about a $100 million system to work with the grid in Australia. And interestingly enough, Elon Musk basically gave them a guarantee. If they don't make the timeline, which is a very short one, something like 3 months, if they don't pull that off, they get it for free.
He is an interesting personality. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so we're going to watch very closely, Bob, this coming week to see if this was a blip, a painful one, but a blip that now means they're worth less as a company than General Motors again. or if it's going to be a long-term thing and their stock continues to fall. I think we're going to be on a roller coaster. Anybody who owns Tesla stock is probably wise to accept a roller coaster over the next couple of months.
Yeah, especially with the launch of the Model 3, because there's such optimistic numbers. I mean, we're talking with the Model S and the Model X, you know, really boutique manufacturer type numbers. But when you start getting to building 500,000, you're now competing with the real automakers, the Volkswagen groups and the GMs and the Fords. It's a different ballgame, Paul, and I don't personally believe that they have the infrastructure in place to even come close.
I don't know how they expect to hit a half million mark. That number is just outrageous, hard to fathom, whatever. Could a company turn around and do that in short order? Possibly. Remember, they do have a factory that is capable of handling that if everything went right. That is an old General Motors plant that they that in its last, 20 years before it was temporarily shut down and then sold to Tesla, that plant in Fremont, California, was known as New United Manufacturing, Motors Manufacturing, and it was operated as a joint venture between Toyota and GM. So they're not starting with a brand new factory. They're starting with a converted one. And now we just have to see if they finally figured out the manufacturing side. It's interesting that Tesla got the Model 3 into production the other day. They have been hinting that it would come in July. And they did that, apparently. And that is the very, very first of all three vehicles that Tesla has built so far, the original Roadster, the Model S, and the Model X, that got into production on time. They were roughly 2 years late with the Model X, and we all know why. That thing has been just a nightmare of technical problems, manufacturing problems.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting story to watch. Another story that we've been watching, unfortunately, unfold for quite a number of years now, and that's the Takata story. There are still an awful lot of these airbags out there, Paul, that have not been replaced. And I understand the country of China is actually urging some manufacturers to replace these ASAP.
Yeah. All right. This is perhaps one of the most important things we're going to talk about tonight, Bob. The reality is there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 million vehicles on U.S. roads that have a defect that people have not repaired. And if we can, let's continue it after the break, because I really want to get into
the break.
Subject.
Everybody, you've got to stand by to hear what Paul's going to say. More Auto World after a quick break for some messages. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thank you, folks, for joining us. We're live all across North America, but if you're listening to us on tape delay, no problem. If you're listening to us in archive form or on-demand form or podcast form, we welcome you. And if you would like to participate anytime, 24 hours a day, we have a new question and answer section at AutoWorldRadio.com. So check that out. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist. And before the bottom of the hour there, I posed the question about the Takata airbag story. And, of course, it's been in the news for a couple of years now, and the country of China has now requested that some automakers go into action. But Paul has some very important words that you need to listen to.
All right. Now, first of all, Bob, the Takata problem is a unique one because the numbers are so large that just simply coming up with enough replacement airbags for all of the vehicles on the recall list has been a problem. And interestingly enough, we're seeing the federal government here in the U.S., NHTSA, is not even officially recalling some of the vehicles on the list yet because they're relatively new. The odds are that the airbags in those vehicles are still going to work properly. Takata airbags appear to be affected by two things. One is high heat and humidity, and particularly humidity, and age. and where they once thought it was limited to older vehicles in places like Florida, high humidity states, they now say it's that plus even in dry, cold states. As they age, the material that the explosive material called ammonium nitrate in those airbags can start to break down and cause problems. All right, that's point one. Now here's the other one, Bob. According to Carfax, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 million plus vehicles on the road that have not had recalls repaired. And remember, we've had record numbers of recalls now for, what, 3 years in a row? And Takata is only one of the reasons. Is it 4 years now?
At least.
It may be four. I can't remember. But it's been a series of record recalls, and we're off to the races this year. Many of you who are listening, you have a defect that could kill you and your family in your vehicle. I'm sorry to be so blunt, and I'm not trying to be hysterical about this, but you may have a deadly defect in your vehicle. And here's the thing. It's very easy to check. Every automaker now has on their website a link that you can go to. You can also go to safercar.gov, safercar.gov. And there's even, I believe there are now two websites. You have to double-check with Google to make sure what the address is that you can check on the Takata defect in particular for your vehicle. But safercar.gov, just enter your VIN, your vehicle identification number, and find out if you've got a problem. And I don't care if this is a small recall for something like having the wrong advisory sticker for tire inflation in your tire jam. You may recall, Bob, how many hundreds of people died in those Firestone Explorer rollover accidents at the beginning of the millennium because they had improperly inflated tires. When there's a recall, it can kill you and your family. Get it repaired. And the best part, it's free. Get it repaired.
I know we all have busy lives these days, but when it comes to the safety of you and your family, this is not something to be ignored. Paul, let's talk about some other stories making headlines in the automotive world. It's been such a busy, busy period, and another story. I'm just curious. I mean, this is going back a number of weeks now, but I haven't had you on since his dismissal. But Ford Motor Company made a change with the CEO, Mark Fields, who I've known Mark for a long time, kind of working up through the ranks there at Ford, and he ended up being dismissed, and there was some story batted around that he was trying to do some inside moves to prevent that from happening. But what exactly did happen with Mr. Fields, with Mark Fields?
You know, Bob, I hate to say it. I usually like to be able to give you a clear answer about what and why somebody got booted or promoted or what have you. I have to be honest with you. I am not 100% certain we have gotten all the details of the story. You know, there is that issue about what happened with Google, what became Waymo. And you may recall we talked about that. I actually ran a story that indicated they were likely to do a deal and announce it by the time of CES in 2016. It never happened. I will tell you that certain very well-placed people have told me I will get the inside story soon, and there have been stories out there indicating that things related to that played a major factor in Mark's departure. Okay, we don't know, so I can't say that for sure. There's so many different conflicting reports on that. I can tell you that there are some things that appear to have impacted on this. One, it appears that there were a lot of concerns over Ford's poor performance in the stock market. There were concerns about delays in getting certain vehicle programs going. There were some issues about his management style. And some folks felt that Ford was going a little bit too much away from that very open, we are a club, helping one another mentality that, Alan Mulally, his predecessor and his mentor, had put in place, and it was getting a little bit too much like the old Ford, which was a very cutthroat organization where top executives would be very willing to plunge a knife in the back of their colleagues to get ahead. And there were signs of that. I did see that. In fact, I've discussed that with Mark at times. I think he was aware that that issue was creeping back in and was trying to deal with it. There are a few other things, but I think it had to do with a variety of things coming together and with the stock market, on top of that. I think that, there was a lot of concern and he may have just gotten simply swept up. I do tell you that it didn't help that Mark appears to have tried to throw a colleague, an extraordinarily well-liked colleague, under the bus, and that was Joe Hinrichs, who was his number one. You know, he was president of the Americas, which was a position that Mark had held before he became number two under Mulally. And that did not fly very well. In fact, I was with somebody from Ford yesterday, and I'll keep it very vague, who told me that he couldn't understand how that would even be proposed, because Joe is so well-liked within the company, and that may have backfired on Mark as well.
It sounds like it. Let's talk about Vehicle Satisfaction Awards, the new Genesis brand. Only less than a year old, or about a year old, their G90 is topping the Vehicle Satisfaction Award for 2017. That's pretty big news for the Korean automaker.
I'll tell you what, the Koreans are really surprising everybody. If I were to ask folks out there listening, I'll bet, if I asked you for words to describe the Korean automakers, it'd still be a bunch of folks that would go cheap, low quality, not reliable, things like that. Well, you may recall, Bob, it's just been barely a month since we saw the J.D. Power initial quality survey. Guess who was number one? Kia.
Yeah, Kia.
Who was number two? Genesis. Who was also in the top 10? Hyundai. Curiously enough, the Japanese were barely in the top 10, and Toyota was just barely above average. Lexus was below average. So let's get back to this. We'll talk more about Genesis when we're back.
Absolutely. More about Genesis, and we'll also give you a preview of the North American Auto Awards for 2017. Who's in the running? You'll find out straight ahead as Auto World continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist. And before the break there, we were talking about the continued success of the Koreans and, in particular, the Genesis brand and the Genesis G90 taking the top honor in a very important survey. And you're right, Paul, this is going to surprise a lot of folks.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the quality of the Koreans, and as we said, Bob, the amazing thing is that they're all in the top 10 now with the J.D. Power IQS. What was even more amazing was in this latest vehicle satisfaction award from Auto Pacific is that the G80, basically the updated version of the old Hyundai Genesis, now rebadged and, again, updated as part of the new Genesis luxury brand, that came out on top. That was the number one vehicle. And by the way, it wasn't just number one. It had the highest score in the Vehicle Satisfaction Award ever. It passed any other product ever before. Now, the question is, what are they doing right? Well, I've talked with a bunch of different people from a bunch of different places, like J.D. Power, where they say that the Koreans, in general, seem to be taking it very seriously, that to improve their reputation and to build demand with the customers, they have to be very, very cautious, really listen to what buyers want, and then deliver it. And that means quality, cost, features, and so on. In some cases, they're a little slow to introduce some features because they want to make sure they get it right. They don't want to have the same problems that a lot of competitors have had, say, with balky navigation and infotainment systems. In the case of Genesis, they've gone a lot further. They're putting a lot of emphasis on the whole customer sales and service process. So, for example, if you have a problem with your vehicle, they will not only come and pick it up from your home or office, but they'll also leave you a loaner. And that'll happen, by the way, not just if you have a repair that needs to be done. But even if you are just simply getting an oil change, you can actually have them come by, and they'll leave a loaner while they pick up your G80 or G90 model and take it in to do work.
Amazing. Absolutely. Let's talk about some other amazing things. We've been talking about electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles, and now Volvo has decided to purchase a startup company. I've actually interviewed the CEO of this company a couple of times. They're Massachusetts-based, a group of former alums of MIT, and it's called Terra Fuega. They were at the Greenwich Concours a number of times, so that's where I get a chance to meet these guys, and that's when I should have invested all my money in them, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's real interesting to watch what's happened with the general subject of flying cars. Bob, this has been a dream that we know of at least as far back as Henry Ford. You may recall hearing about it. You and I are not quite that old, but Henry Ford had a project which was nicknamed the Flying Flivver. It was, supposed to be the flying equivalent of his Model T. That program, pardon the bad pun, came crashing down to Earth when one of his pilots was killed in a test project, I believe 1928 or 29. And ever since, people have picked up the effort. There was a flying car for a few years. They built maybe a half dozen of them, actually sold a few. You may recall it was basically a car with wings that could attach to the top back in, what, the 1950s. Yeah. And there have been a few other experiments. We've heard about all sorts of people trying it ever since then. But Terra Fuga and a couple other countries, including one called Aeromobile out of Slovakia, if I remember correctly, they are working on a range of products that are very close to production. And right now, probably what they need more than anything is an infusion of cash. I mean, we know what it costs to build and develop just a plain old car. That can be a $1 billion project. And these guys are trying to build cars that are street legal. In other words, meet NHTSA requirements and EPA requirements, but that can also fly. So the big news was that Terra Fuga, as you said, sir, by a bunch of MIT alum, has now been picked up by the same people that owns Volvo and also Lotus and Proton, you may recall. Geely's been on a buying spree, and we're going to wait and see if they are actually going to be able to take this forward. And we may see that Terra Fuga transition become the first of these flying cars. And by the way, it's very cool. We have a story on the site, on the DetroitBureau.com. We actually have some illustrations to show you what it's like. It's what's called the VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing. So I don't know if you'll be able to take off from your driveway, but you'd be able to take off from a lot of other areas. You wouldn't have to necessarily get to a regular airport to be able to use the vehicle. It actually takes off straight up. The wings and the engines tilt forward, and you become a conventional aircraft. And even more amazing, the FAA has given them permission to sell them. When they sell them, it'll be classified as a light specialty aircraft, an LSA, which means that people who will buy it will not have to get the same pretty challenging license as, say, people who get a Piper Cub or something like, or Piper 172, a Cessna, and the like. They would get a much easier to attain aircraft license.
Wow, that's great. The 2018, I should say, model year is around the bend, and of course, the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year awards are given out every year at the Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show. Paul, you've been a juror for umpteen years. Hopefully one of these days I'll get that nod as well. But you guys have come up with a list of the eligibility list for the 2018 nominees, and lots of great cars on here. But I'm noticing, taking a look at the list of the cars, no American models represented here.
Well, here's the weird thing, Bob. Okay, first of all, the awards are divided up into three categories. We expanded it with last year, the 2017 award. So there's now a passenger car. There is a truck award, and that goes for vehicles that are classic trucks, and I include pickups as well as utility vehicles based on, you know, body on frame, which I think most of your listeners understand. And then there's a utility vehicle of the year award, which goes to basically, you can call those crossovers. Those are vehicles may look like SUVs, but are still car based. And it also, it also includes minivans and such. Well, the amazing thing is, out of a dozen different models on the car list, none is made in the United States, not a single one. You have the new Alfa Romeo Giulia, you have the Audi A5 Sportback, the new BMW 5 Series. Kia is there with the Stinger, which I hope to be driving very shortly, the Lexus LC 500, the Porsche Panamera, and so on. Not a single American-made car. Toyota Camry, yep, but none of the other, no American. Now, utility, there's a fairly good representation, and interestingly enough, between utility and truck categories, General Motors and VW have more vehicles than any others. They each have five products in those categories. It's rather interesting. And by the way, that includes all their brands. So that also includes Audi, the A5 Sportback, and Porsche Panamera, as well as VW-branded cars. But GM, GM, Ford, Chrysler, they're in the truck and the utility vehicle categories, nothing in pass cars.
It's going to be interesting to see which vehicles take home the honor for 2018, and that's great that you're going to get behind the wheel of the Stinger. I didn't think that it was scheduled for production until later in the year. When are they actually looking to get that on the road? Do you know, Paul?
This year, and I don't have the exact month yet. I'll have to be probing them a little bit more in the coming weeks. But, yeah, we're going to be a bunch of us will be getting a chance to drive it about a month or two from now. And I'm really looking forward to it because this is, from the design side, the masterpiece of Peter Schreier, the former Audi chief designer who is now the head of design for Kia. He's been the guy who introduced all those striking designs we've seen. But it's also promising to be a much higher performance vehicle than they've ever had before. We're hearing a lot of promises anyway about the ride and handling of the vehicle. That ride and handling has probably been the single biggest challenge for all the Korean brands. And, Bob, you've been out there. You know that they're getting better in recent years. So let's see what happens when the Stinger actually gets to the road.
Can't wait to test it out myself. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Want to thank you for coming along for the ride, and we want to thank Paul Eisenstein. Paul, thank you so much, my friend. Everybody check out thedetroitbureau.com. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theocarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology. Thank you.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.